I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
All right, we're watching the very first Doctor Who story. The first episode was An Unearthly Child. Now we are on to The Forest of Fear. But these four episodes together are sometimes all together called An Unearthly Child, and also sometimes called 10,000 BC, which is, you know, kind of inappropriate these days. We would call it BCE, and CE is, you know, the afterwards. Even though that dating, the 0 year, is based around the birth of Jesus, or the death of Jesus, or whatever it is, because BC was before Christ, and AD was Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. But now it's Common Era and before Common Era. But yeah, so it's, they're trying to be, you know, non-Christian about it. What's that called? Secular. So it's meant to be, you know, non-denominational. Even though the year itself, you know, the zero point is still very much based in Christianity. I know it's confusing. It's one of those ones where I'm like, well, I get not naming it after the things, but shouldn't you kind of maybe go onto a different calendar instead of one that was kind of, that is centered around a particular event that's, you know, well, according to your belief system, may or may not have happened. Anyway, we're not going to call it 10,000 BC, because that just sounds like a very weird Raquel Welch movie. Oh, no, that was 1 million BC, wasn't it, Raquel Welch, in her very thin skins? Like, she wouldn't have survived the Ice Age in that outfit. So, The Forest of Fear, let's just call them by their individual titles, it's easier. Forest of Fear, in the cave. They've noticed all the skulls have got giant holes in them. The Cave of Skulls, as the cave is named. And the Doctor's like, I'm so sorry, this is all my fault. Meanwhile, the cave people are all out having a sleep, all on top of one another, and it looks really sus. I just got to say, I'm really quite thankful that Peter hasn't offered to recap this episode. Although, once he hears this, he probably will. But he will have something to say about this mess of bodies all lying on top of one another. It's going to be a very heavily censored episode if that happens. The old woman gets up and sneaks over to Zar and picks up his rock. And then the Forest of Fear titles appear. Ian's trying to break their bonds, but everything he's using just crumbles. Like, all the rocks just fall to bits. I think that's because they're bones. He's using bones and they're all a bit fragile. And, I mean, they didn't, I guess they weren't drinking milk back then. They would have had terrible osteoporosis. The doctor says we have to get Ian free. He's the strongest. And he's like, we may need defending. And then the girl who doesn't want her dad to give her to Cal wakes up and sees the old woman wandering off. Everyone's taking turns trying to cut Ian free with sharp bits of bones. And the doctor tells Barbara to try and remember how she got to the cave so they can retrace their steps. And the doctor admits to being afraid, but he says he also has hope. Oh, I really kind of like this, you know, the writing of the doctor. He's just, he's grumpy, but also he's kind of, you know, he's sensible and wise. The girl wakes up Zara. And so they also sneak off. In the Cave of Skulls, Susan screams because the old woman has just come through a crack in the wall. And she's like, you won't make fire. Oh, that's right. She's an anti-fire, anti-vaxxing, anti-parachute woman. the woman with Zara has decided that the old woman is going to kill the strangers because she doesn't want fire, because she's an anti-fire. Zar's like, if I save them, they'll give me fire. And like, he's like, but how can she have gotten in there? Because the stone hasn't moved, because there's this massive rock that blocks the entrance to the Cave of Skulls that a whole heap of people obviously have to roll in front of it. Not unlike the giant rock with the Yeti in the Abominable Snowman we watched the other day. But that was a cartoon rock. He's like, she couldn't have gotten in there. The giant stone hasn't moved. This, of course, makes him furious with his girlfriend, so he just pushes her on the ground. He is so getting cancelled for this behaviour. That is not appropriate. Just because you're in a mood is no need for any kind of violence against anyone. That's just terrible, terrible behaviour. The old woman in the cave says she'll set them free if they promise not to make fire. Because, you know, she's been on Facebook and she's done her own research and fire is bad. I've done my own research, and I don't know if you know this, but big fire. big fire is manipulating us. They're manipulating the mass media, and if people only knew what was really going on, they'd also be anti-fire. She's like, it'll bring trouble and death to the tribe, also contrails and and jet fuel can't melt steel beams. Like, it's all going on. Anyway, she's anti-fire. She's done her own research, don't you know? Outside, Zar can hear the old woman talking, and he's like, I can't move the great stone. And even though it's clearly polystyrene, he's having trouble moving it. Please excuse the plane going over. I told you, the pillow fort theory dome is very porous. The old woman ushers them all out of the cave just as Zara and the girl come in. Zara chucks the old woman on the ground. Oh, my God, he's not doing himself any favours here. Throwing a young woman on the ground. Now he's throwing an old woman on the ground. Is this how he leads this tribe? Just by beating up women anytime he can find them? I don't think Zara deserves fire, frankly, at this point. Violent old thing. I mean, I suppose maybe they're trying to make a comment on, you know, this is how primitive this society is, that they just thought violence for everyone. But just narratively, it's not doing anything. Anyway, he says the beasts will kill the strangers and them if they go after them. You know, the girlfriend talks him around and says he needs the fire. So he's going to like, oh. So like, not only does he just smash women around, he's like, oh, yeah, but I can't chase after those strangers because, you know, I'll get eaten by a tiger. I'm terrified. like, he has to be talked into it by the woman that he just threw on the ground. And she does. She's like, go and find them because you need the fire, because I want to be with you, not that other plonker. And it's like, why? Why are you hooking up with him? He's a bad person. He was mean to you and threw you on the ground because he couldn't move a polystyrene rock. I mean, come on. In the jungle, the doctor, Ian, Susan and Barbara are running. The doctor gets very pooped very quickly and says he needs a moment to breathe. He's quite old. Barbara is freaking out that she can't remember the way back. Like, she gets really distressed by this. And this is like, you know, the Barbara that we kind of come to know over the next few months is not this terrified of things. Like, this is, I'm like, well, who is this woman? this is not the Barbara I know. Then we hear some weird jungle noises, which freaks them out some more as they crawling through the forest of fear, as it's been titled. The forest of fear. Susan remembers the place where they are, and Ian realizes they must be quite near the ship when Barbara freaks out because the bushes have moved, and she has quite a meltdown about moving bushes, like a very un-Barbara-like, uncharacteristic meltdown. But I guess this is only the third episode, so we're meant to think this is what Barbara's like. She doesn't cope with moving bushes. Susan points out it's very cold, but the doctor is hot from all the exertion. And the doctor and Ian have an argument about who's leading the party. And then the doctor gets ratty about the shadows because he doesn't think there's anything there. Zah and the woman follow the tracks that the quartet have left as they fled, and obviously they're going to catch up to them at some point. Oh my god, why is this woman now running through the jungle with this man? He said that they're probably going to get killed by an animal. He's already thrown her on the ground, and now rather than tell her, no, I'll go, you stay back, otherwise you might get killed by an animal, he's like, no, come with me, I'll be fine. Oh, God, this episode is hectic.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.